This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. An investigation's underway into why two small planes collided in midair over a lake in Florida, killing four people, including a 19-year-old student pilot. The two small planes collided over Lake Hartridge near Winter Haven Regional Airport. We expect to see more video today from Memphis related to the deadly arrest of Tyre Nichols in January. The AP's Jennifer King.
A seventh employee of the Memphis Police Department has been fired over the Tyre Nichols case, while an eighth retired before his disciplinary hearing. Memphis City Legal Officer Jennifer Sink says had he not retired, this individual would have been terminated. In all, 13 members of the Memphis Police have been administratively charged, and five officers face second-degree murder charges, while three fire department employees were fired and one suspended. I'm Jennifer King.
Mexico's President López Obrador is speaking out about the U.S. media's coverage of those kidnapped Americans. Two of the Americans now back in the U.S., but two others tragically dying after getting caught in a drug cartel shootout. President López Obrador is accusing the U.S. media of sensationalism, saying when Mexicans are killed, the media go quiet like mummies, he said. China says the U.S. is speeding down the wrong path with regard to China, and if it doesn't hit the brakes, there will be conflict and confrontation, says Beijing. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says nothing suggests the U.S. is seeking conflict with China.
In fact, everything that we're doing is in keeping with the president's guidance that we aim to compete and we aim to win that competition with China, but we absolutely want to keep it at that level.
There is an investigation into Tesla's 2023 Model Y SUV. Two complaints that the steering wheel can come off while the vehicle is being driven. This is AP News. In Virginia, a black lawmaker is making congressional history.
Democrat Jennifer McClellan was holding the receipt of a poll tax her father once had to pay, tucked in the pages of a family Bible when sworn into the U.S. House. She's the first black woman to represent Virginia in Congress. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy held a ceremonial swearing-in with McClellan, who was joined by her two children on the chamber floor. Virginia is now the 23rd state to be represented by a black woman, according to a recent Pew Research Center analysis of historical records. McClellan recalled voting struggles of the Jim Crow era. She said her grandfather had to prove he could read and find three white men to vouch for it. Norman Hall, Washington.
Overseas, dozens of flights have been suspended in the UK, and some schools had to close today as snow blanketed much of the country. Temperatures dropped to 4 degrees Fahrenheit overnight in the Scottish Highlands. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. SpringHill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.